The future of Ukraine took center stage at Munich Security Conference over the last few days. Before the U.S. announced it would meet with Russian officials, our foreign affairs correspondent and defense correspondent Nick Schifrin sat down in Germany with Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly. They began by focusing on U.S. economic threats against Canada and tensions, including in Munich, between the U.S. and its closest allies.
Here in Munich this weekend, you told Europeans, quote, you're next on tariffs, and that Canada and Europe had to work together when it comes to tariffs. Has the Trump administration's trade talk, has the Trump administration's rhetoric here, even in Europe, affected how the U.S. is perceived as an ally?
Well, when it comes to tariffs, it's already the case in the sense that steel and aluminum tariffs are already being imposed starting March 12th. On European allies and on everybody, actually. Canada is the biggest client of the US. We buy from Americans more than China, Japan, France, and the UK. We're the best neighbors, we're best friends, we're completely linked. And so, of course, if it happens against Canada, it will happen against Europeans.
President Trump has paused the 25% tariffs that he threatened on Canada for 1 month. You called those 25% tariffs, quote, an existential threat. Do you believe that President Trump will impose the tariffs?
Well, the basis on which these tariffs were going to be imposed on Canada and Mexico were based on fentanyl and the fact that there were issues at the border. So we wanted to do the best for us and also for the U.S., which is having a very secure border, having a joint strike force against fentanyl, making sure we have a border czar. We're getting very good vibes coming from Washington, but we understand that the threat will continue to be there. And in that sense, in Canada, the reaction is, first, we'll take care of ourselves. Second, we need to be closer to other allies. And we need to diversify our trade. And thirdly, I think that Canadians expect their government to be very strong on this.
Canada threatened about $155 billion worth of tariffs against the U.S. Are you keeping that threat on the table? And what would you do if, in fact, Donald Trump continues with the 25% tariffs as threatened?
Well, of course. Of course, this is our response. And we'll make sure that we abide by what we said to first Canadians, but also to Americans. We have to respond if we're under threat.
This weekend, you chaired the first G7 foreign ministers meeting this year, mostly focused on Ukraine, I'm told. And this week, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said that Ukraine probably would not be able to recapture all its occupied territory and would probably not join NATO. Vice President Vance, at the end of the week, said, oh, maybe U.S. troops could even be sent into Ukraine. What is the impact of U.S. mixed messages on Ukraine?
We need to make sure that we stand with Ukraine. And Ukrainians have been fighting for their own freedom, but we're not naive. We know that if Russia doesn't go unchecked, it's our own freedom that is at stake. And so that's why I was happy to see that within the foreign ministers' meeting of the G7, we all agreed that first, Ukraine needed to make sure that it was going to have access to a comprehensive, a just, and long-lasting peace, and also that Ukraine needed security guarantees, Nick. So that's why I think that the G7 statement is a strong one. It is one on which all G7 members agree, including, of course, the U.S. And so I think it sends a strong message.
So does that mean that you have faith that the United States will continue supporting Ukraine?
I think that it is important that they do. And I think at the same time, we hear the clear message, Nick. We need to do more on defense spending. Canada will do so. And so if it's about burden sharing, no problem. Let's have that conversation. But let's not have a bad deal for Ukraine.
Finally, President Trump has continued to joke about Canada as the 51st state. He's questioned the sovereignty of Greenland and Panama. What is the impact when the President of the United States questions the sovereignty of countries, including NATO allies?
Well, I think Canadians have been clear. They don't like it. We don't like it. And, you know, we will make sure that that never happens. We will continue to be the best friends and, you know, best neighbors America will ever have. But we will never be a state and we will never be a colony, period.
Melanie Joly,
thank you
very much.
Thank you.